welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, first of all,
yes.
I just remembered something I wanted to say on the episode because
please tell us.
I just made a joke about sunglasses and people always ask why they're not wearing sunglasses on the beach on Paradise.
They're not allowed to, right?
No. Or hats. You may also have noticed that. No sun hats for the girls.
Honestly, how cruel.
I know.
Just their burning eyeballs.
Hopefully they have their anti-aging makeup.
I mean, you know that
SPF
they're...
SPF on, hopefully.
I can't believe that.
Well, I think one of the main reasons for sunglasses is... A, then you can't see that sexy eye contact that people are holding.
That's very true.
But B, the reflections of the cameras. Which is also why they don't have a lot of mirrors.
You know what? I didn't even think about the camera reflection. That's pretty true. Like, that's bizarre. If you would have seen the cameraman, like,
oh,
right
a boom.
In.
Yeah, just hovering above
like,
where they're making
really
out.
That really takes away the magic.
The ambiance, yeah.
That really takes away.
So, thought I'd just add
what
that
an interesting
little...
fun fact.
Yes.
I had no idea.
And I'm guessing we also have to talk about Lord and Savior.
Oh, my God. Okay. Do you want to get into it? You sent me this article. Well, Becca sent me an article earlier today and was like, this is important. And
very in-depth article about the timeline of Tyler and Gigi. Because this thing has really been evolving.
Yeah. They seem to really be hitting it off, man.
I mean, I think that if you're somebody like Gigi, you're not going to be seen a lot with a guy unless it's something you're actually considering pursuing, right?
Especially if you're taking him to go hang out with your famous friends like Serena Williams.
Serena Williams? I didn't even know they were friends. And I saw that on the thing and I was like, okay.
I mean, who are you going to be hanging out with next? Deepak Chopra? I'm so jealous.
Is that one of Gigi's besties?
I mean, probably. I'm sure Deepak is friends with Yolanda, let's be honest.
For real. But what the crazy thing to me is that not only is he just he's not some guy that she's being seen around with. He's an ex-bachelorette contestant.
Yes.
Like, it's just very bold that they're continuing to do this. And they've been seen out together probably, what was it? What, 7 or 8 times?
Yeah. And so obviously they've been together way more than that. If they've been seen out that many times.
Absolutely.
In public.
And I think it was insinuated there were 2 or 3 nights that they spent together.
Yes.
They've definitely spent more nights
together,
imagine, I'm sure.
Can you imagine that?
Can you just imagine her penthouse is what I can't stop thinking about, how luxurious it must be.
And it's like every time that they have been out, it's like, oh, and then Tyler came out of her apartment the next morning. I'm like, yeah, no shit.
Of course. Do you think they're going to stay at his pad?
Well, he doesn't have one, first of all. Second, you better believe I'd be shacking up there immediately.
Of course.
Immediately.
Of course. I'd be making like... a secret room in one of the spare bedrooms, leaving all
I'd
my stuff there, storing
I'd become
it.
A full squatter. Like, she would have a problem. It would be like the police would have to, like, escort me out and be like, we're not sleeping together anymore. I'm like, I don't care.
He's mine now. I'm
used to the lap of luxury now.
Well, apparently they have mutual friends, and that's how they even started texting.
Like, how? You know what I mean?
Models.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
He was like, you know, he was really a
fairly
real model,
successful.
Not like a Jordan model.
Oh, Jordan.
I'm sure he was only like a couple degrees of separation away from Gigi.
Well, and then in the article, it talked about how Hannah on Rachel Lindsay and Ali's podcast said that it was like she found it to be disrespectful that Tyler was publicly hanging out with Gigi. And I'm like, I find it disrespectful that you chose dog food over the God himself. Like,
disrespectful? Bitch, I find it disrespectful that you broke up with him like 6 months ago. That now you're going to say that he's disrespectful for dating anyone else after
he
you?
Showed you his heart. And yes, clearly they probably slept together. But like, I mean...
After she dumped him.
It's his fair game. He's allowed.
He lives in New York. She lives in LA.
It's not going to work anyways.
No.
But like,
how are you going to say it's disrespectful?
It just bummed me out that like she was throwing shade at him when he's been nothing. But that was the comment that she made. She's like, the fact that he's like on social media throwing out like, Hannah, like you go, girl. You show them your power. And then you're going to like publicly do that with Gigi. And I was like, excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Like the fact that he's not shitting all over you for breaking up with him. He's supporting you and your female power and enjoying your sex life, and he's just supporting you for that, and yet you're gonna like come on and be shady with him and call him disrespectful.
Well, what?
No.
Is she calling him disrespectful for sleeping with Gigi like 2 days after her or whatever?
And also,
which, like, how does she have any right to say
also,
that after
if any of us if any of us had the opportunity to sleep with Gigi, we all would.
Of number course.
One, if that's what Gigi desired. So you can shove that disrespectful.
Anything for Gigi.
And yeah, also, yeah, Hannah, you're literally, you were engaged to another guy and sleeping with him, I'm sure, all the time.
Well, the irony is that that's sort of what Luke was shaming her, though, for. And now she's going to turn around and say that same kind of action for Tyler to do is disrespectful.
Ooh, doggy.
No. Okay. Any other thing we have to talk about?
Wanted to touch base quick on the fact that apparently Caitlin, I did not know this, used to date Chad.
Talking about Chad's tweets. I was like, is this what we're going
to
bring up?
So if you weren't a privy to past seasons, Chad is like mega, mega villain guy. And Caitlin, who's currently on Bachelor in Paradise. Well,
yes.
Not well, anymore.
No.
But who was on most of this episode apparently dated Chad for months, which I feel like maybe something about Caitlin's
First
vibe.
Of all, if you're going to get involved in Bachelor Nation and beeline straight to Chad, that's...
This is a problem. Second, apparently she cheated on him.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
like,
I saw that
you
too.
You cheated on Chad? Like, you started dating Chad and then you cheated on him.
Well, if you want a little bit more... on this, you can go on Chad Johnson's Twitter, because basically he had a mental breakdown last week.
Yeah,
no exaggeration.
Did he literally, like, what happened?
I don't know, but he started going off the rails, basically slamming everyone in The Bachelor, calling people poor, calling people, saying that no, everyone deserves to get punched in the face in Bachelor Nation except for Ari and Lauren, which I don't...
That was such a random choice. Like, I mean, yes, they're lovely, but
sure.
Why them? I don't understand.
I don't know.
So confusing.
Anyway, so that is some interesting insight into this episode, which, by the way, I'm already going to skip ahead. And I know Christina's manipulation was kind of evil, but I was,
it was.
Absolutely dying. I
yes.
was loving it.
I also, yes, she was very manipulative, but I did feel like she brought up some good points for Blake's reputation, honestly.
Hell no. I think that Blake would have looked better had he just like kept his word and just like hung with this girl.
Oh, no. If 100% he should not have told, yes, we'll get into it. But
okay.
I have to say, I think that if he would have, let's just say, kept Caitlin around, he clearly is not
he's
that
not gonna,
into
like,
her.
Propose to
so
her
he
at
won't
the
propose
end.
To her, and then she's gonna be this drama devastated situation and do this whole like, Caitlin, you were right, he's a shithead, and then it'll make him look bad again,
it's
like
true.
He's playing with women's hearts.
That's
so
true.
Ultimately,
he cut it off before it
now,
could be anything.
He definitely shouldn't have told her 100%. I'm giving you the rose, and then because in a typical Blake fashion, you're like, dude, why?
Why did you
just
say
like,
that?
Just like hold off for 5 seconds until you actually just give her the rose.
Oh man, that was cringy.
But speaking of Christina, then she was on her. She made a private Instagram account.
What?
She made like this private Instagram account that like if you want to follow her inside thoughts, you can request to follow it. So I requested it, and she was talking about how she is very disheartened by the way that they portrayed her. Her like most
why
people
is she
are.
Doing this on a private one?
Because she said that she's been just getting so much shit on her public one that she's like, if you want to follow me,
why
privately,
people are getting her shit for the Caitlin situation?
I think just for a lot in general, and
maybe for keeping Blake around,
supporting sure. him to a certain degree, also doing the friend rose thing, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But she was saying she's like. Is very upset by the way that they portrayed her and actually brought you up as an example. She was like, I feel like I'm just a very strong woman.
She did that on
woman.
Her public one.
Oh, that was on her public one?
Yeah, because she
oh,
tagged me in
it. Oh,
that
was on her private one.
No.
Oh, maybe I'm mixing these up then. But she, maybe she put it on both. But yeah, she used you as an example and was like, I'm an extremely strong woman and they edited my strength to make me look like I could, you know, be bitchy or whatever. She's like, a good example, it would be Becca. She brought you up.
Did I look like a bitch on my season?
That's what I was a little confused about. I felt like you're a strong woman.
I got
and
portrayed
they,
pretty well.
And I felt like they edited you pretty well. But then she said, specifically with that Caitlin conversation she had, that it was like an hour-long conversation and they just showed the last 5 minutes of her exploding. She was like, I listened to her go off on me for like 45
that
minutes.
That makes sense because she did look like strangely defensive.
Yes, she exploded very quickly.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So she was like, they made me look insane when I had been listening to Caitlin for 45 minutes. So
I believe that.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Yikes.
I mean, that's... Oh, and I
yikes,
guess the only
yikes.
Other thing is that we saw Clay was coming for Daddy Nick on Instagram randomly. Clay? Yeah.
What? How? I totally missed this stuff. So, I must have just been off the grid because I really like did not know any of this was going on.
Apparently, Nick posted something saying that he was happy for Christian and Demi. He's like very much in support of them portraying this on Paradise and keeping them on Paradise.
Yeah.
And he was like, honestly,
I saw that on his story.
He said, yeah, I think it's the most real connection. He's like, it's the only real connection I've seen this season on the beach. And then Clay commented and was just like, said something along the lines of Demi and Christian are amazing, but no other real connection, says the guy who's been on the show 70 times and like gives advice even though he's never been with somebody.
Why is this like whole cast throwing shade at Nick?
I don't understand. Like, I'm so confused why everyone's coming. Because
like
for
first
Nick.
It was Dylan, then
that's
it
what
was
I'm saying. I'm
Clay,
like
out of left
behind
field
the
too.
Scenes. Like, what happened? I don't get it.
Like, and it would like, be I would sort of expect like Blake coming after him
because
or like
he was
somebody
slamming
whatever.
Him,
yeah.
Right. But Hannah,
Clay?
Especially
Dylan,
I don't get it. And then Hannah Beast has a good repartee with Nick.
Yeah.
So it's not like she was ever probably talking shade on him. So it's not like her guys heard all this.
I don't know of him really having beef with like anyone, like anyone really in Bachelor
Nation. I was just
Nation.
Like, so then him and Nick went back and forth for quite a bit. And they
really?
Did, yeah. And they did some serious slamming.
Well, Nick should take a page out of his own book and stop engaging in that shit.
I know. I was like, just let it die. Like,
this
honestly,
is the advice that you would give someone on your Ask Nick Question
like,
Sundays?
Just let it be. Let it be. The guy, you know, the fact that then Clay even honestly started the argument was weird. Like, Nick didn't even tag Clay in it and, like, shun him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Yeah, no real connection, specifically yours, Clay,
yeah,
with
at
Nicole.
Clay Harbor or whatever it is. Is that, I think so? Harbor?
Clay Harbor,
and then, like,
89
Dylan's
or something.
Dylan Barber, Harbor and Barber coming after Nick.
Interesting. They're brothers.
Okay, well, before we dive in, can we take a moment to talk about the best bra that has ever graced this earth? Honestly, the bra that has inclusive sizing and truly takes care of your breasts because it is oh so comfy without those straps slipping. It's Third Love, the bra company that helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your exact body.
I already have recommended Third Love to a few friends, specifically my friends that have larger size breasts and need, like, I have a friend that's a 36F and she can get a bra with Third Love.
I love them so much.
Yeah.
Love them.
How it works is they use data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz. So they design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit, premium feel. And by the way, that quiz is online, which means no more fitting room bra experiences. You know what I'm talking about. You just go on their website, answer a few simple questions that take about 60 seconds. 60 seconds later, Third Love recommends your perfect fitting bra. And trust me, it's really the perfect fit.
It is. Honestly, I was skeptical when I first took the quiz because it was online. I'm like, is this really going to fit me that well?
Yeah.
You know,
no one with a measuring tape in
person.
Exactly.
It does. I have never found a bra that fits me better and does exactly what I wanted it to do for my breasts specifically. Third Love is so confident in their bras. Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, and put it to the test. And if you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. They even have fit stylists that are available every day via text, chat, or phone. And remember, Third Love, for the win, like we said, with that inclusive sizing, offering 70 sizes, including their signature half cup, which is exactly what I am.
Yeah,
so thank you, Third Love.
Half cup is such a game changer.
Game changer.
Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. Just go to thirdlove.com/chatty now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/chatty for 15% off today.
Ah, thank you, Third Love.
First love chatty broads, second love bachelor, third love.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you. I made that up on the spot.
Okay. Okay, so we start seeing the episode begins as we see Clay and Caitlin burying Nick in a grave, which is cool because, like,
Derek.
I mean, Nick. Someone's on the mind.
Interesting.
Yeah, why? Yikes. no, we're burying Derek alive. Yes, like, yes. You know, he already has probably horrible anxiety after the situation, so let's just bury him.
It could be like a weighted blanket, though. He probably feels comforted by
That's
it.
That's true. Or also kind of like a dying resurrection situation.
Oh,
like,
I see.
Your relationship with Demi has died, but now let us resurrect you with
Yes,
Tayshia,
it's sort of like a
apparently.
Baptism in the sand.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I love these examples, these religious examples. So I do feel bad for him, poor guy.
I really do.
Speaking of which, we didn't see pretty much half the people on Paradise throughout this whole episode. We saw Demi and Christian like once, so I guess they have a villa now off of Paradise about a mile and a half away.
Good for them. Like,
they come back and join for the rose ceremonies.
Stay away from the cameras and just enjoy your time together. It's a free vacay. A free vacay where you're actually making a little bit of money. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, we really didn't see like anybody. We saw like five people the entire episode. And one of those five was Tayshia, who we find out via conversation with Christina that she's interested in Derek, which is not the thing we expected. We thought Derek was going to like come for her.
Well, and it's interesting because we kind of have seen the ladies mostly be in power throughout this season, which is kind of fun. Also seems really stressful. I don't really wish to be in any of their positions picking between those guys.
No, definitely not. But it's tough. So this is a tough one for me.
With Tayshia?
Yes. Because I
feel pretty neutral.
Yeah, I feel like I just love... I love JVJ so much, and after this episode even more. I'm just like, I am so obsessed with this guy, but I completely get, especially after watching Derek on the beach, why Tayshia would feel like really conflicted between the two, because JPJ is a character.
Yeah.
He's like...
So he's like, is this just fun on the beach, or
is this
going to
be a good time? He makes
me laugh.
It's
definitely much easier, I think, to picture something like a serious relationship with someone like Derek.
Right.
Off
it's
of
like
Paradise.
Derek's older. He definitely like seems to be more, I don't know if stable's the correct word, but
I mean,
you know.
I think she used that word practically. Okay. I don't think she said stable, but she said established.
Yes. I guess he's more digestible. Like, can you imagine her bringing JPJ back to her dad?
Well, I also
her
just
dad
mean
would be
like
this idiot.
Like, it's also just easier to imagine, like, as great as John Paul Jones is, like, you know, you're like, what is this going to look when we're not like in a hot tub half the time?
Right.
How like, this is our day to day dynamic going?
Yeah,
to
this
be?
Is so much fun in Paradise. But like JPJ and his like burrito eating, fall asleep in the jacuzzi wildness.
Which I think he would actually be like a great partner in real life. That's my take on him.
I 100% agree. Just seeing though Tayshia with her dad, she seems to come. She's from Orange County. Her dad seems like a nice but serious gentleman. I can see that the Derek thing would be why she would be drawn to him for
sure.
Side
note, before I forget, because I'm not sure if I made a note of it. Did I think I called it about Colton's bad kissing?
Oh, stop, Becca.
Tayshia was clearly traumatized. No wonder her personality didn't come out. She was like, it was Stockholm syndrome.
All
she was
of them,
being trapped.
The fact that they were all like, oh my God, he was the worst kiss. When Sydney like brought that up, I'm like, girl, bless you for giving us this comment. Like, bless you for letting us have a window in. And
so what
take-
I was wondering is, did Hannah G say that too?
I bet they all agreed. Like, if someone's like profoundly is like, this guy's the worst kisser, and then numerous people have agreed, all that I am excited for is for Colton to watch this episode and for Mr. Bleach Blonde Hair have his cockiness taken back a few pegs.
I can't.
Like, listen, sir.
First of all, I would have a hard time continuing on in my life if...
Yeah,
multiple
you know
of my exes sat around
that's
and talked about
true.
What a bad kisser I am.
It's very true. It's very brutal. It's very brutal. That's something that is a huge point of pride.
Can you imagine?
It's a huge point of pride. Jess? Yeah. No. No. No.
How devastated you would be?
No, I would be.
I'd be like, I'm living a lie.
I literally would just have to ship myself off to a country that did not speak English, and I would just
and that
have
didn't
to
believe
start
in kissing.
Over
there's a tribe that doesn't believe in kiss, like not doesn't believe in kissing. They just don't kiss to show their
well,
affection at all.
I would just be like, send me there, people. We'll nuzzle or whatever. I don't know. I'm sure I'm good at that.
Oh, it's brutal.
It's so brutal. So, okay, so we see that Tayshia's interested in Derek. Oh my God, I feel just so bad for him, but also a little bit satisfied, which is
absolutely
mean, but it's true.
I really get it, but I actually was just watching back a recap. I thought that Dean was talking shit on Kaylin when I did a recap with him on Access Hollywood.
Okay.
So naturally I had to go back, find it on YouTube and watch all 40 minutes of it. No, actually he said that Kaylin was pretty. It was Hannah, Alabama. He didn't like. Anyway, so I was like, okay, fine. All right. I'll give you this one. But I did say in the recap, Colton looks like a really bad kisser.
Well, we were talking about that through the entire season.
And like, shouldn't he be good at kissing since that's all that he's ever done?
This is one of the things we fixated on the whole time. Oh, it was just like, watching him kiss was extremely uncomfortable.
I remember seeing it on Becca's season. It was just like,
oh God,
aggressive in all the wrong ways.
It's so bad. It's so bad. Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Do you think Cassie likes kissing him? Or do you think she just likes
it? Maybe that's why she dipped for a hot minute and was like, yeah, I can't do this.
And then someone shook her shoulders and was like, think about the 2 million followers, Cassie.
Think
about the 400,000 likes on every photo.
Or like, what if she just really, because you know, you've been in situations before. I really liked a guy before and then we kissed and I was like, this sucks. But you still like the person?
That's actually true. I've been in that situation where I kept going back to this guy who was not even nice to me.
Sucked. Let's try this one more time.
Maybe it'll be better.
Yeah. I don't know.
I hope that's not the case with them.
I know.
Okay.
Okay. So JPJ or Tayshia is definitely interested in Derek. Christina's like kind of pushing her. She's like, you need someone solid. Da, da, da.
Yes.
And she said that she didn't feel like she had a shot at him because he right away was with Demi. Even though I will say, I do remember the very first episode, as soon as Derek showed up, he did make a comment about how beautiful Tayshia is. Uh-huh. And that's when we've had a moment where I'm like, oh, maybe they're going to connect.
Yeah.
But then him and Demi right away took off.
That's right, because I remember that, because I was sort of like, well, Taylor was like this beautiful mixed girl, like, okay, he's going for Tayshia now. Interesting. Okay.
But then we see JPJ who's just like telling Tayshia that she's like Beyonce with bigger eyes. You're the most beautiful woman in the entire world. And I'm like, oh my God, protect him. Protect his sweetheart.
Ugh. Well, and then I don't know, how did you feel about Tayshia telling him to go on dates?
I'm like, oh, she's pulling.
Do you think that was
Katie, but it's intentional?
I was going to say, do you think that was stemming from her interest in Derek?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
I think it's twofold, to be honest.
Okay.
I think number one, Tayshia seems like she's so chill. We saw how she was
genuinely
with Blake.
Means it. Like,
so I think that she's also interested in Derek. So it's kind of like, okay, JPJ, maybe you declaring your like passionate love for me is a little quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. You just seen her so far in this season be super kind of like, yeah, I like him and da da da. And I feel like
she likes to take things slow.
I'm like,
slow.
Is she the one doing it right in Paradise? Who's kind of just like down with her person seeing
kinda
other people,
like,
but
it
also like wants to get to know other people.
I mean, the thing that she's doing really well is that she's not sort of jumping all in with one person. And because what we've seen kind of with Hannah, and I remember kind of what we saw last year with Kendall, you know, she's obviously my friend, but you see someone who is kind of all in with someone and then you see them going astray. That's kind of this weird thing. But Tayshia's not really doing that, where she's not jumping in too deep. She's kind of giving him his space.
I think too, what's the, like the positive side of it is that then she won't look like she's communicating.
That's what I mean. And she's not gonna look bad if she goes and kind of makes sense if she goes with somebody
else. Yeah,
she goes
and kind of hooks up with Derek, because she did tell JPJ that she's like, no, like, just you go meet other people. And she said, I want you to go meet other people.
I think it's the first time we heard somebody say that where it was a true reflection of how they were feeling. Because usually people use it as sort of a fear tactic to like gauge the other person's interest.
Yeah, because
which never works.
No. I can't tell if she genuinely is still into JPJ at all or if she's kind of like just feeling Derek.
I don't know either.
So,
but I have to say it was really interesting after his dates with the other two girls how he came back around for Tayshia.
But also, can we talk about Tayshia, who literally watched him go on two other dates and was just like low key? Now that's either she doesn't like him or Tayshia is the most chill girl ever who's doing Paradise.
Well, I think she knows how to put a healthy amount of distance in between her and relationship.
Yeah.
So she's not totally detaching, but she's also not going to let herself be emotionally pulled around by what the other person is doing, which is like a healthy point to be at.
Yeah, you're
she's
right.
got the right amount of buffer.
Because she did it with Blake.
Yeah.
I mean, I have so much respect for her. I really do.
Well, yeah, because then when that shit happened with Blake, she was very easily just able to, like, push back that buffer and then just be like, okay, not interested anymore.
I just don't want to see sweet JPJ get hurt at all. Yeah. And I also don't want to see Derek get hurt again.
No.
You know what I mean? So that kind of sucks, but I do feel like
It does sort of feel, though, like Derek is kind of swooping in, no?
It definitely does. Oh,
take advantage of this situation.
I know. Okay, so JPJ is not pleased that she had this conversation with him. But then we see Tajwan enter. So Tajwan left early on Colton's season.
Yes.
Blake, of course, is like,
I don't know.
Never met her, which the earth literally splits open. Like, you don't know someone from.
You've never talked to this girl before.
You guys
wow.
haven't hooked up. This is shocking.
Shocking.
Now, finally, someone who has a correct reaction to the heat and humidity in Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, okay. I was alternating throughout this whole episode between being obsessed with Tajwan and not being able to stand her. I kind of lean more towards obsessed. She was cracking me up. The girl is so extra.
I feel the exact same way because I was like, wow, this woman is a piece of work, but also I'm obsessed with her.
Well, because she was hamming it up so fucking much.
But I also feel like she's the inside of me that I could never show to anyone. Like, you know, inside
the hidden
I'm hot
diva.
And I'm just like, oh, this is so fucking hot. Oh my God. I'm fainting.
Yes.
I'm screaming into the sea. I'm just like, I hope you die when I poison your wine. And like, I would never say those things because I'm very like polite and Libra on the outside. But like inside, I feel like we're all a little bit like Tajwan, right? It's our insides. She just doesn't have the filter.
I don't know. I like the heat.
I like the heat, but when you can't wear sunglasses, you can't wear hats, you're trying to stay sexy with like your makeup on.
Sorry,
are you joking?
I'm Hannah G in the pool.
When she was like, how are these people kissing in 110 degrees with 100% humidity?
By the way, can we talk about how they cut to the shot of the two couples like making out, piggybacking on each other, right? Did you see that shot?
Yes.
They were 3 feet away and it was like Hannah G and Dylan and like Kaylin and Dean, and they're both just
like, why don't you guys just all make it into a four-way situation? Like, you're all floating around each other.
Do that, or like, why don't you take the hot tub? Why don't you take the hut? Like, come on.
A little bit of space.
It's making me uncomfortable.
But okay, I do have to ask quickly, is it people kept saying Tajwan and Tajwan, and I just feel like I'm gonna butcher her name. So
I think she herself said Taj.
I thought she said Taj too. Okay,
but you know, these folk out here, Tajwan.
I literally was like, okay, I want to make sure I get it correct, and I heard that it was, I heard Tajwan, but then I heard randomly everyone being like Tajwan to Tajwan, and I'm like, okay, I don't know what it is, people.
To Tajwan.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. but she, okay, so she goes straight for JPJ, yes, obviously. And she then asks him on a date.
This man can hardly ever get out a sentence, I will say that.
He cannot, he can't. It doesn't make any sense.
Well,
he goes from saying things like very eloquently to not being able to speak at all.
Yes.
Well, when they
I've been seeing Tayshia, but like, you know, she said I could go on another date, so. And there he goes.
Well, so then they go off, like Tayshia and Derek are like having their golden hour, and you see JPJ like wanting to go back and talk to Tayshia.
This killed me. He's like, oh, I should go back and talk to someone.
Yeah.
Tajwan is like, hell.
Who?
Why do you want to talk to someone?
Can we not agree that maybe one of the best moments in the whole episode was when JPJ was getting ready and putting his shirt on while talking to the producers? And he was just like, Tayshia told me I don't want to go on this fucking date, but I'll do it, I guess. I don't know. And he's just like, just like kind of like bitching to himself.
Girl, I was dying.
I could not stop laughing.
That was a wonderful moment.
He's like shaving his downstairs bits, his chest, getting all sorts ready, but complaining the entire time.
The entire time. I guess I'll go on this fucking date, even though I like Tayshia, whatever. Oh my god.
So,
but that was really just like broke my heart seeing him like hesitate. Like I want to go say something to her. He clearly like likes her through all of this.
He genuinely likes her the most, and you see him then like obviously hooking up with two different other girls in this episode. But he always it's like he's trying to do what Tayshia wants him to do. You know?
Yes.
But so him and Dajuan go to their date, and they immediately I'm like, oh, you're entering Bug Central. It's still water after sunset. Their ankles are fucked. I'm just telling you this right now.
Their date was like almost staged. It was like a skit almost. It was so ridiculous.
I'm like, is this Pirates of the Caribbean? Like, are we on like a Disney ride right now? Like, I can't quite.
I mean about the whole food thing.
Oh, you, I was like, okay, producers.
No one eats the staged food.
I was like, okay, producers giving us a little behind the curtain. They're like, here you go.
I know, here's they're a little trying treat. To be all self-aware.
It's 2019 and the producers are very self-aware now.
Yes, yes. No one eats the food on the date.
Oh my God. Well, when he was laughing after he made his own joke, take Dajuan on Juan. It's like, thanks for taking Dajuan on
one. He delivered the joke. She laughed, and then he laughed, then she laughed again, then he laughed harder than anyone had ever laughed.
Ever.
About his own joke.
And then immediately after,
I was like, is this editing? Did we miss something?
I don't think it was. It didn't feel like editing. And immediately after bursting into the craziest laughter ever, he asked the epitomology of her name.
I know. Hoomst. Trust me, I caught that too.
Who is this man? Who is this man who's laughing
well,
at
let's,
his joke?
Let's not forget this is the same man who later on in the date says Haley has the intelligence of a doctor.
I was a little
like, you know, I'm going to say that's not what
Do
the twins
know
are
right
known
away
for.
I Googled and I was just like, is she in medicine? Am I missing something?
Is she
because,
a nurse?
Like, am I unaware? Like, no, you're completely right. Him realizing also that their names both are John. That she has Juan in her name and he's just...
Was she joking about that, about her name?
I can't read her at all.
Me neither.
Which is, I think,
Love
why
it.
I'm a little bit obsessed with her.
Yeah, me too.
She's like, don't eat the food again. He's puking again. At this point, JPJ's puke count is like 3 or 4.
I'm like, honey, do you have acid reflux? Do you...
Like, can we get a medic out to look at JPJ?
I think you need to go to a gastrologist.
This is what, the third or
no,
fourth?
No, gastrologist.
Gastrologist. I don't know if, for your gas.
But isn't a gastronomy like a beer place? Gastropub.
That's a gastropub.
Isn't gastronomy the study of... Sorry, continue on with what you were saying.
Oh, no, I was just saying it was maybe count 3 or 4. Which is half of the episodes. That means he's puked on half of the episodes.
He said he has a weak stomach, but I'm like, you didn't even let any of these things have time to get to your stomach.
Yeah,
and you're already
his gag
vomiting.
Reflex is out of control.
Gastronomy is the practice or art of choosing, cooking, and eating good food. Has nothing to do with your gastrointestinal tract.
The more you know.
Fun fact. Turns out I have the intelligence of a doctor. If Haley does, then I certainly do. No shade.
No shade, by the way. That was no shade.
No shade.
Hi. JPJ is the best dancer ever? Like, did you see those moves?
Turns out John Paul Jones is the new Blake. So
Blake
ways.
Is quaking.
Blake is quaking, sweetie.
Like, I'm actually pissed at producers for the fact that they've made us watch Blake dance in every episode, and they didn't give me a longer scene of JPJ dancing in his tight striped shirt with his floods looking like very 60s with his dance moves.
He's fabulous.
I've never been more attracted to him, and I don't like dancing.
He's fabulous. You don't like dancing?
No, I love dancing, but I have a weird thing about men who dance.
I know.
Who are like professional dancers.
Yeah, but I feel like when you explained it, it made a lot of sense.
Yeah, it just makes me a little uncomfortable.
Like backup dancer
kind
of people.
It's just because they're always dancing. It's a Blake thing. If I saw Blake and he was always dancing, I don't know how to be.
Jess, this is why I can't date a singer.
Because they're always singing, right?
And I can't. Yeah. It makes me uncomfortable and I can't handle
now,
it. And I don't want them singing to me.
Yeah.
And I don't want to
Now, if you're a chef and you're always cooking, come on in.
Please.
But I don't want to have a guy always just doing like crazy dance moves in front of everybody. I just don't know how to handle it. I feel very uncomfortable.
Well, right, because then you're their partner and people sort of then expect that you can dance really well too.
And I really can't. I can get up against this wall and maybe twerk for a second, but
there
that's
we
about
go.
It.
That's all.
But
you
I could watch JPJ dance
He was great.
All day.
He was great.
Yeah. Ugh. And then they start, Taj and him start making out.
See, wait.
And are they skinny dipping?
Well, they say that later on, that they're naked.
Yeah, that's why I was like.
But it didn't seem like it to me.
It didn't even, I'm like, did I miss something? I wasn't sure.
Well, also, just another thing I wanted to say is that now being a secretly good dancer is fantastic.
Oh, there's
which is that's what John Paul
hotter.
Jones is.
That's, you nailed it. Because there's nothing hotter than when a guy takes you out and likes to dance.
And then suddenly and they're dancing and you're like,
yeah,
okay.
They're at a club or a wedding and they're like ripping it up on
Mr.
the dance
Footloose.
Floor with you.
Yeah.
But like, yes, don't brag about it. Don't be dancing always.
Just let it be your fun party trick.
Secret John, that's that you nailed it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Secret dancer.
Exactly. But yeah, I didn't think
that
they were...
Oh, no, I didn't either.
I was
but
confused.
Then I couldn't really understand what they were saying later on when she was having that weird argument with Haley, because it sounded like he said that they were naked and then like John Paul Jones said that they weren't.
Like, were they maybe... You know what? Maybe it was. Maybe they were in
maybe
their
undies. Maybe they were
undies.
The underwear.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so she considered it skinny dipping.
Yes.
Which it's not, by the way.
You have to be fully naked.
You have to be nude.
Yes.
You're
probably right. Good call.
So we then go back to the beach. That's when we have the worst kissing moment with Colton.
And
then Tayshia obviously like slyly looks at Derek and is like, well, I'm a good teacher. She's like, you got better. I'm a good teacher. And I'm like, I'm turned on right now.
I don't know how I feel about the two of them.
I know.
It's like too much emotional intelligence. Boring. You know, they're
Do you
like
know what I literally wrote down is that when they had their their first conversation together, I'm pretty sure they were both drunk because they were slurring a little bit.
Yeah.
But it
was like
still
the most healthy,
the smartest
like,
conversation that had happened on the beach. And I think they were also drunk. And I'm like, we need a little bit. We need a little bit more drama.
Yeah.
This is too smart.
Mm-hmm. So make them fight. So make Derek and John Paul Jones fight.
That's
there.
It.
That clears up the boringness.
So then we move on to Kaylin and Dean's conversation.
Okay.
So, yes, we have Demi sitting, chatting with Kaylin beforehand.
Which is some of the... Oh, I loved it.
I was obsessed. Also,
I was loving
the fact
that
Demi had on her specs and was doling out the most wise information ever.
She was sitting there like a little therapist.
Exactly.
Giving
She's
tips.
Like, listen, I am in a healthy relationship now. Christian and I are together. Let me tell you something.
You all may not know, but I've been in this very healthy relationship for the past 15 weeks. I know we had a hiccup with Derek along the way last week. However,
thank God I can
we're
go
back
public
on.
Now. We're healthy. We're good. I have my glasses on. I'm ready to give you all the best info you've ever needed.
But really, it was like a really good, it was a really good little pep talk that I think she needed to hear.
It was an excellent, excellent conversation. It was a conversation that I was like, I feel like a lot of us need to hear this little
yes,
combo.
Yes. Because she wasn't like, and she was, Demi wasn't like trashing him or
no,
anything
not
like
at
that.
All.
She was just like, look, protect your heart. What do you want? What's mm-hmm. important is what you want.
Yeah,
which
she
is,
said.
Which is the
yeah, she
the
said
really
he's super
part.
Sweet, but like you know, he's a heartbreaker, and like don't give all your time and attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Kaylin goes like, this is different. It's like I know you'd like to think that, but he has a way of making all people feel really special. And I was like, oh, Demi, you're so true. You're so right. So right.
Yike.
And she said, take a step back and look at it objectively. Don't do what every other girl does with him. And then she says, be a bad bitch. And I'm like, yeah, you listen to it.
Come on, be a bad. There was someone else in the episode that I kept thinking, Kaylin needs to take a hint from them. I can't remember who it was and whether it was a guy or a girl. But basically what I was like, Kaylin, you need to like, it's what we've talked about before. You got to show him that he's not your only option.
Yes.
You gotta show the man you have other options. Don't like deliberately
well,
make him jealous. But
Cam
be,
left, so what's she supposed
what
to do?
What is she supposed to do? You know, Mike.
I know, but it seems like him and Sydney are actually like kind of
break them up, Kaylin. Let's get things wild. Let's get shit started in here. Break them up. No, I mean, if they're happy together, I don't care. But
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Use,
I'm like, she needs to show
someone. No, but it just
she doesn't even have to do with another guy.
No.
She has to just be like,
just put
I'm
her
not.
Attentions elsewhere.
I
like,
mean, let's talk about this conversation.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about it. So she asks where his head is at. And he's right away doing this whole like, I'm enjoying like where you and I are at right now. Like our time together has been great, but I don't want to spend all my time with, or sorry, I don't want to spend any of my time with another girl while I'm here.
I knew I could count on you for the verbatim transcript of this.
I'm enjoying our time. Don't want to spend time with any other girl while I'm here.
How romantic.
I would have taken one of those pillows and just whacked him in the face with it. I would have been like, dude, I mean, come on. Like, and I guess what else would you expect? So
continue.
Okay. I mean, I don't have like tons of other verbatim because it was just kind of the same business. But
there was
he encourages her to protect her heart.
Oh my.
And I'm just like, Dean.
Ladies, if a man is romantically involved with you and he himself is warning you to protect your heart,
run for the hills immediately. This is ridiculous. Now, I know that Kaylin thinks that she's going to be the one to change him.
So does everyone else. That dates him.
Also, I do believe, I believe in my bones that they do have a special connection.
Okay.
I do believe that he really does like her. But as each day passes, is Dean becoming more like his dad, who he does not like? Or have they have their drama?
Wait, why? How is he becoming like his dad?
Remember when he was on Rachel's season?
Yeah.
And his dad was like completely removed from like society and was super distant and didn't connect with his
kids.
Whoa,
I didn't even think about that.
Dean's like, Dean literally said, I don't want a normal life. I don't want to go to dinner parties on Saturday and talk about everyone's feelings. It's like
you might need to start talking about some of your feelings.
Well, it's also just like you have a huge issue with your dad. You didn't want to bring Rachel to meet your dad because he's distant and removed and he's like this really nice guy.
Wow,
but he's not emotionally connected, right? It's like, Dean, don't become your dad.
Think of that. Wow. Did you watch Winter Games?
I did.
I didn't.
Okay.
So I was just kind of curious because I was wondering what his relationship with What's-Her-Face was like.
Let me say this.
Okay.
I was not taking notes during it because we didn't have the recap. And so I was kind of like half
watching.
But
I'm sure you can remember a vibe.
But from what I recall, I felt like Winter Games was a situation where he was trying to maybe make up for his past grievances
from the summer.
And I don't remember seeing a lot of drama with them. He kind of was with her and they were together and you thought maybe this was going to work. And then like, obviously it ended.
Well, not drama. I was just wondering about his feelings for her, what they seemed like.
I don't remember. I don't feel like he seemed nearly as connected with her as he does with Kaylin, personally.
Yeah, but also, does he just think Kaylin's really hot?
I feel like the thing with him, or with him and Kaylin, is I don't feel like I've seen him interact with a girl who gives him as much shit as Kaylin does. Like, I feel like every time he says something, she's always like, okay, yeah, sure. Even though, obviously, in her heart, she's like, oh my God, please. Please love me. But like, she gives him a little bit of a hard time. And I feel like they have a back and forth that at least I wasn't seeing. Cause even like Christina is like, can do that back and forth. But at least when they were together on Paradise, she didn't seem so much that way with him. She was kind of getting more like railroaded by him.
Yeah. I think I'm just coming at things from a little bit of different perspective.
Tell me.
I don't know if I should. I feel like I'm fine with Dean and I'm chill with him and I keep throwing him under the bus about shit.
But the thing is, like, if he wants to be on Paradise, he should want to be in a relationship. I understand maybe
No. I was going to say a different perspective because that's why I'm like hesitant because I feel like I brought this up a lot and I'm not trying to harp on it. But like when he was talking to Leslie, when he was with Leslie and he was talking to me, like we were FaceTiming for hours and it was very much this very like bantery, like I was giving him a ton of shit, like seemed like
but
there
maybe
was really,
really
a spark
liked
and
you.
Some, I mean, maybe, but you know, really liking someone does not a relationship make.
Very true.
So
yeah,
I guess I'm just coming at it from like, I don't know.
You mean at it from the perspective of like, you don't think that he's really that into Kaylin?
No, I think that he might be, but I don't think, for him, being into someone is equivalent with like being serious about someone, mm-hmm, about putting mm-hmm. someone before himself, about like really making serious strides to like commit and like put an effort forward.
I just like the conversation, I really just couldn't believe. I was like, dude, you're back on this show and you're going to do the same. Like, my thing is just more like, do you, like the self-awareness of like, you know, you're going to get destroyed, correct? Why do you keep doing this to yourself? If you know that you don't want to be actually in a relationship with someone, don't come back on Paradise, play the same part, and then just get demolished by the public. Like, I just don't get why you would do that.
I'm trying to remember exactly what he said. Because one, he said, I think you'd be miserable with me. And I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
Red flag.
He's taking a red flag and hitting it in your face. That's what that is. It's like, yeah, he's like handing it to you and being like, here you go. I'm just going to let you know.
Leave me because
I'll make you miserable. Yeah, I remember that. Oh my God.
And then he said something else that basically.
He says, I think you'd be miserable as my girlfriend.
And then he basically said something else like, I'm not really looking for anything serious. Oh, he said like, it's going to take a lot for me to like settle down. Oh, I remember the line. He said, it's going to take a lot for me. It's kind of like a prove me otherwise thing. And I'm like, oh, no.
So she has to win you over? Like, she has to hit a certain like mark on your thing to prove you? Oh my God, wait.
Yeah, the rules in this situation is that the woman you're with is supposed to, maybe you need to prove something to all of us. But here's the problem. Is that he is just raring up the steamroller to just steam right over her. Like, she's just, like, laying flat on the ground, like, here, steamroll over me.
My thing with Dean is that, like, I can't help but like him.
I know.
I can't help but like him.
That's why I am saying I'm like, I like him, too. I consider him one of my friends.
Yeah, I like the guy. I really, really do. But I'm just like, if my friend... He's the type of guy that if my friend ever brought him around... I'd be like, I'd literally pull him aside and I'd be like, listen, I like you, but if you don't like leave my friend, I will fight you because I know you're going
to
break her
heart.
I will
find a way to make sure
like,
she leaves
you. Here's my phone number. Let's all hang out together without her, like as a group of friends at some point, maybe in 3 years when she's over this. So I'm not a bad friend for hanging out with you, but like, please just let her down now. Because I know you're going to break her heart.
So,
and also, how many other women are you talking to? Because I know you have a slew of women you're probably having a conversation with.
To be completely honest, in my own mind, I was giving Dean a huge benefit of the doubt. And I was thinking, like, man, this, like, it could actually be really real between him and her. I actually have been thinking that. But that conversation where
it was very weird. Well, and then we see at the end of this episode, we're left on like a gigantic cliffhanger of what he's going to talk to her about. And it didn't seem positive unless, again, editing is doing
us dirty. I noticed she was crying in the same dress as when he was sitting her down.
I'm assuming that it's a negative thing, but maybe he's gonna like sit her down and be like, I want to do this for real. But it didn't seem that way.
The way she was crying really didn't seem that. Maybe he was like,
birthday night. So that's really, really, really rude. If he says something,
well, she brought it up. She's like, it's still my birthday.
I know. And I would have done the same thing. I would have thrown myself across the bed and be like, don't speak to me right now. It's my birthday. Save it for tomorrow.
I just think that even him having so little faith in her about the relationship, like he was basically like tossing his hair, like you wouldn't be able to handle my lifestyle, which is kind of what we were saying. But if you're taking that stance, then how little faith do you have in the girl that you're claiming to really like right now?
Yes, 100%. And also like, maybe I'm very wrong. Do I think that she could handle living in a van with him and having that lifestyle? No. But I could actually imagine, like, Kaylin seems like a very strong woman who probably has, you know, a lot of things going on, hands in different pots, maybe trying to start an empire. I don't know. She seems like a smart girl who probably has a lot going on.
At the very least, she could have comped hotels wherever he travels.
She can meet him up wherever. But I could actually imagine her probably being a fairly busy person, like who has her own stuff going on.
Yeah.
And they could.
I see what you mean. Like they could live.
She seems like a strong woman to me, is my point. She seems like, even though she keeps having these like emotional breakdowns, she does seem like deep down there that she is a tough cookie. Well, and I could imagine if she was in a solid relationship that like he could be traveling, she could be doing her own thing, they could meet up and it would be fine.
Well, to be completely honest, I would have a really hard time trusting him of letting him like travel.
That's
on his
true.
Own,
we've talked about the different area code ho situation,
which like I really would be genuinely nervous about.
Yeah,
and I'm not like a paranoid person about that kind of thing.
As would I.
All it takes is one cute little hiker hopping in the back of that van.
Oh gosh, one babe at the gas station.
Yeah, pouring her some wine in the back of that van bed.
Dean, Deanie babies, Dean.
Prove us wrong.
Prove us wrong, Dean. So my ritual watching Bachelor in Paradise is putting my nugget to bed, turning on this hot train wreck and pouring myself a glass of wine. And I'm sure that is a ritual for a lot of our broads. So we obviously need to talk about one of the hashtag broad squad's favorites, First Leaf Wine Club.
First Leaf is the wine club that uses your feedback to curate wine selections to your unique tastes. Typically, buying wine looks like going to the store, wandering the aisles, looking for a label that I think is cute, or just buying the same one time and time again. Well, First Leaf makes buying great wine really easy because you rate the wines you receive, and First Leaf determines your likes and dislikes, and they only send wines they know you'll love.
It's really, really easy. Like you said, all I did was take First Leaf's online quiz where they assess my exact wine preferences. The quiz is actually fun, and they ask you all sorts of questions from the sweetness level you like to how adventurous you are to foods you like and dislike. Then they create a personal six-pack of wine, and they made one for me. And after the bottles of wine arrived and I tasted them all, that was a fun time, I went back online, rated them. Most I love, but there are one or two that I didn't care for. So with my following shipment, First Leaf took my likes and dislikes into consideration. And now, drumroll please, Becca. First Leaf has created my perfect six-pack of wine. I'm obsessed. And it's so fun to have all these new wines that I know about that I love.
We love First Leaf so much, and so do so many of our broads. We get many happy DMs about this wine club. So today, sign up with our link, and you'll get an exclusive intro offer. Six bottles of wine for only $29.95 plus free shipping. Just go to tryfirstleaf.com/chatty. That's six bottles of wine for only $29.95 plus free shipping at tryfirstleaf.com/chatty.
Again, that's six bottles of wine for less than $30. And remember, these bottles are sold for normally about $20 a bottle. So this is a deal. Firstleaf.com/chatty.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, B, a little birdie told me that you're moving.
It's crazy. I haven't talked about this at all, but we are moving to Long Beach. We're doing a 45-minute trek down to the LBC.
I can't believe it.
And with this move, we definitely will be looking to buy some more furniture. And I am so glad I know about Article. I've been trolling their site constantly lately.
Bless Article, for real. It is the online furniture store dedicated to modern aesthetic and Scandinavian simplicity. Article cuts out the middleman to sell directly to you and keep the prices low. Not only does that mean low prices, that also means no showrooms, no salespeople, and no retail markups. And God knows how many times I've gone into a furniture store and purchased something that was out of my price range because the salesperson was pushing it on me, and I'm a people pleaser, working on that. But Article makes it so you can browse through hundreds of gorgeous, affordable pieces in your own time.
I always buy stuff that I don't want from the salespeople.
I always do it. I can't say no.
Is this like, it must be a universal problem. That's why they keep having salespeople.
That's why they have them. And I'm really working on it. An Article makes it so much easier for me to actually purchase things that I want.
Oh, yeah. We're looking to get some outdoor seating because we have a great backyard, garden space, a lot of sun. I want a delicious day bed to lie on. Mm-hmm. So once I order my pieces at Article, they have fast, flat rate shipping to anywhere in the U.S. and Canada, starting at just $49, with free basic shipping on all orders over $999, with additional options for in-room delivery and assembly assistance. And they have really great customer service.
They hook you up when they set it up. I made them move my table everywhere.
Yeah, me too.
And they were so patient. Article is offering our listeners $50 off their first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/chatty. Go to article.com/chatty, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/chatty to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
An Article really is so reasonable compared to other similar furniture prices.
I've got like my really. My fam is all hooked on it.
And it's cute, good stuff.
So good.
Comfy couches.
Okay, so back to paradise. We see, quick question. We see Clay and Nicole spend the night together. And I was wondering, because I've always wondered this and I always forget to ask, do they have a designated like couples room?
Yeah, it's called the Boom Boom Room. Disgusting, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Ew, I mean, like,
I know, it's gross.
Why can't they just call it the fantasy suite?
Because it's just like some random room with a camera that people can hook up in.
And they have a camera in there.
Yeah.
That's like really, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm sure they have crazy footage.
Yeah.
So do they just like, do the couples just
get to switch off. Yeah, like, what the fuck? You just have to sign a waiver saying that you're about to just bare your private parts for potential editors? Like, what the...
And also, like, how could you relax in that room? If there was, like, no cameras, you know? It's like when you go into a changing room. Like, you're not allowed to have a camera in there. Like, I can, you know, change and...
That's what I'm saying. Maybe I have to, like, sign a waiver for it.
Word. Or maybe you can't be nude in there, like, unless there's a cover on you. But, like, how do you control that when you're having a wild night?
I don't know. Apparently, though, someone from last season, I won't name names, said that it excited them, the idea of being recorded while they were having sex. But I'm like, do you want the footage, really?
But I'm just more like, I would be, to be honest, I really wouldn't care about the footage people. I'd be more concerned that they were going to use something and, like, put it on public television. Like, obviously they can't show my naked body.
They're not going to show you, like, blowing anyone or anything like that.
Well, didn't they at one point have, I feel like there was an episode on Paradise maybe like 2 years ago where someone was having sex and they had like a green, like, or like the black light style thing in the room.
Oh yeah.
And, not black. But
well, you could kind of see what was going on. Like,
and you
the
saw
sheets.
The sheets. Yeah.
The sheets moving. Yeah.
I would just kind of be like, can't we just have like a little bit of space where we can have like a moment? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
They might've changed it though. Cause I noticed that they didn't have any footage of like Clay and Nicole.
Yeah. Maybe like with everything with Corinne.
Cause they usually even have a kind of sexy shot of someone like covering the camera and just being like,
don't look at this.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Okay. I'm glad I know that now. Cause I was always wondering, I was like, are they in their own separate beds the entire time? Or do they like,
there's like kind of the guy's bunkhouse, the girl's bunkhouse. But I even wonder with like Demi and Christian, like, are they just sharing a bed in the girl's room?
Yeah. Those are like twins. That's tight. They're doing it like tour bus style.
Well, I just wonder, like, I wonder if the guys are even allowed in the girls and like vice versa.
Maybe they're not, and then just the boom. But I don't even like saying the boom boom room.
It's gross.
Yeah.
I don't really like it either. But anyway, so that really got glossed over, too. It was like, next thing we know, Nicole and Clay slept together, and it's like, oh, well.
We don't know if they, like, had sex, but I'm mad.
She said it was passionate, and it was all the sex.
It seems that way. It seems that way. It seems that way. All right, so the next day, Haley, one of the twins, enters the villa. By the way, I literally looked up her age because I was like, she looks amazing. I'm not saying she looks older, but I'm like, this girl's been showing up, I feel like, for years.
I think they came on when they were, like, pretty young, though, like 22.
I right away thought of you because she's only 26 years old.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, she was on a season and she was like 21.
They might have actually been, 21.
Oh my goodness.
But no one took them seriously because they came as twins. So, you know, age wasn't even an issue because they literally came as
totally
a package deal.
I forgot about that. And that is like.
Well, didn't they come on last season too?
Yeah. And they came on as a package deal. But like when they were on Ben's, they came on as a package deal, right? Like they
were. But one of them got sent home. And then not Haley, the other one stayed on to hometowns.
Right. But weren't they a package deal at first for the first, like, when he called them, didn't they come as one?
Like, get the roses together? I don't know. Yeah, what do you think about the twins, anyway?
I always thought the twins were funny.
Apparently, one of the producers told me that they had never tried broccoli at the time that they went on the show.
That seems unhealthy. But
they were, like, raised in Vegas and were bottle service girls in Vegas.
And they never had broccoli?
I know, it's very bizarre. I don't know if he was pulling my leg.
Even when Haley said that she had never been on a one-on-one date, I was like, for real? Haven't you been on the show like 12 times?
That's what I'm saying. The other one made it way farther in the season with Ben. It wasn't Haley, it was Emily. Emily made it way farther on Ben's season. I remember because I was like, is this going to be awkward?
They've been
hometowns?
In Paradise, and like, I can't believe that she's never had a one-on-one date.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. Yeah. You know what one of my favorite things was is like she right away goes for JPJ, right?
Yeah.
And clearly it seemed to me that JPJ has no idea who she is. And
he asked her what her name was.
Yeah. But I'm like, okay, I'm convinced that he's never seen the show until
his
season.
He got nominated.
I'm convinced of it. Like just by the way he acts, everything. And just
you don't think he watched Colton season?
Maybe Colton's, but like
so
I don't
know who Hannah was.
I don't get a vibe that he's was like a fan of the show.
No, I definitely
don't. You know
don't
what
either.
I mean?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever gotten any story of how he came on. Do you think like somebody dared him to go to the audition?
I don't feel like he would take someone's dare.
Oh, I think he would. He'd be really? Like, oh yeah, it's tomorrow right there.
I feel
be there.
Like he would just maybe like do it because he wanted to.
Yeah, maybe.
Something weird.
Maybe.
So JPJ is meets her. She's asking him like who the couples are, and then again, I'm convinced he doesn't know anyone's names because he's like fully blanks.
He couldn't name anyone as there's like six couples in front of him.
He couldn't name a single couple, and everyone's coupled off.
I also couldn't tell though if he was just sort of blanking because he thought she was really hot.
That was also a possibility. Kind of seemed like that. Like he was super into her.
Yeah.
Then he goes and like buries himself in pillows per usual. I don't know what passes out because he's tired from the night before with Tajwan.
Now I really believe Tayshia when she said, I've seen you like twice in the past, like 36 hours. Like you're just sleeping all the time.
He sleeps constantly.
He is just MIA. I would be the same way.
I mean, I would probably try to make the hours pass by sleeping all the time.
Oh yeah.
I would have a few too many margaritas and then I would just dive bomb into the pillows.
You know?
That's true like, too.
What are you going to do except sleep?
So during this point, Tayshia, we see Tayshia being super chill. She's like, he goes on another date. He's going on a date with Haley. She takes him. At this point, Tajwan starts having her mental breakdown, like where everything starts coming undone.
Oh,
amazing. Is then when I had that moment of like, oh, it's just, she's just all of our insides.
Well, first of all,
that were the things we just won't display.
Well, first of all, I don't even think she talked to him since they came from the date.
I don't think so. She was the immediate.
She probably couldn't find him, so I'll give her that.
Yeah, that's true. He is always camouflaged under pillows.
He is elusive, JPJ.
But like her immediate attachment onto him was pretty wild.
Oh yeah, I loved it.
She was just like, I'm only here for John Paul Jones.
I can't gauge. Is this an act? Or is she this way?
It did not seem like an act to me. I mean, if that is an act, she's a great actress and she should get into film because
she deserves an Emmy.
She really does. This was the most beautiful performance I've seen on the screen since BIP started. She almost passes out because of the sun and dehydration. She's asking for extra guac and chips at this point. And then when she's spinning in the chair. Asking for a fan. When she's like spinning in that hanging chair, she's the biggest mood ever where she's like, I'm over this
shit.
She's
flinging her drink around.
Everyone's too cute. Everyone's touching and making out. It's 110 degrees outside.
Love.
She's been spitting water all over herself.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's watching her like, what is going on? And then we hear her make a comment in the distance, like, everybody pees in the pool. We hear her yell that while she's floating around in the pool. And then I'm like, is she eating spaghetti?
Was she eating spaghetti?
She's just in the pool eating a bowl of spaghetti. After complaining that it's so hot, she's just shoveling spaghetti. In the pool that she's yelling that everyone's peeing in. And then she's screaming into the ocean. It was the most incredible.
It was pretty fantastic. I love her.
I'm obsessed.
Love.
So then we see JPJ on Haley date. I mean, he definitely seems to be feeling her more than he's feeling Tajwan at this point. He is
hands fully up the ass, which did seem sort of produced. There was like something about it where I was like, why is there so much sunblock on his hands?
I mean, why also is he can doing you imagine like, JPJ definitely over pouring?
Yes, definitely. But that there's something in the previews. I thought that it was like so much more of a thing, like their whole connection and their whole date. And then when they were actually on the date, I was like, okay, this isn't quite as like what I thought
it was.
It was
just a lot of making out.
Yeah.
It was a lot of making out. And then her bum was blurred the whole time. And I was like, let us see it.
Let's see the
thong
bikini.
I want to see the bottoms. I know.
Let's see the butt. Well, I've noticed there hasn't been very much going on this season. Last season, do you remember? Everyone's butt was freaking blurred out.
Mm-hmm.
They must have sent a memo out like, please do not wear thong bikinis unless you want your whole ass blurred out that you've been working on for the past 4
exactly.
months.
We know you guys have been putting a lot of work in. If you want to see thong bikini bottoms, just tune into Love Island. Everyone just wears thongs.
Eat
on that
content.
And there's no
IG
and there's no blurring.
People.
Yeah. So when JPJ comes back into Paradise, this was my most favorite moment. Did you notice he comes back to Paradise? Haley is wearing a tank top and her bikini bottoms. JPJ is also wearing a shirt and just his Speedo. So he literally just has a
shirt
on. I
did not notice that.
Okay, I'm going to make you go rewatch it. He's wearing a shirt, and his shirt is covering
just like
his Speedos.
Shut up. Just his pale ass legs just poking out from beneath.
And he just has beneath. Like a big t-shirt. It's like he's like a little boy just like walking around in a big tee.
Or like me,
with his
you
undies.
Know, us in our underwear
exactly,
and like big t-shirts.
Exactly.
And trying to be all cute.
And he doesn't, he just leaves it like that.
I love.
It's just like, he just doesn't care.
Love.
And he comes back to a shit storm because Tajwan is waiting for him. And oh this God. Is when she says to Haley while they're at the bar, I'm so glad you're here, Haley. Joking. I was just asking if I could spit in your wine.
Just kidding. I would never do that. I would never do that. I would never.
She goes, it was a passing thought. I would never.
And Haley's just sitting there like, gross. Ew.
And then she starts crying.
And through all of this, I'm like, where's Tayshia?
Tayshia, that's what I'm saying. Chill girl. Just does
She's
not
just,
care.
Just does throwing not back care. Margaritas in the hot tub.
And she then, Tajwan starts to cry. She's talking about how Haley's a pigeon and her and JPJ seagulls. Are seagulls. And Haley's just like, excuse me, bitch, I am not a pigeon. Like, I think she took it really personally.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she thought maybe she was referring to, like the way she looks
or something.
Yeah. And she's just like, I am not a pigeon. Like, so offended.
If anything, I'm a gazelle.
Yeah, no, but, you know,
get
if anything,
fucking
she,
right.
That's true. JPJ is just, like, clearly physically and emotionally
no
drained.
Idea what to
so
do
over
with
it.
Himself.
And while this is happening, that's when Tayshia and Derek have their chat. Like I said, it seemed like to me that they were tipsy or drunk. There was a lot of slurring happening. But Tayshia in interviews is saying that she has a great time with JPJ, but just doesn't want to be associated with all his drama right now.
Okay.
Which
she's taking the political approach.
Yeah, and she does always
diplomatic
seem,
approach.
She always does seem to like move away from the drama, and I can understand why she doesn't want to be the one who is in Tajwan's line of sight.
But also, you know, it's like, yeah, definitely does not need to have a target on her head from Tajwan.
I would not want that.
Tajwan. I keep going back and forth between calling her both. So yeah. Half the time we're hitting it right. Now the thing is, she's playing it right because look at John Paul Jones is just trying to find his way right back to her. She's been staying out of it.
It's true. It's
keeping herself it's desirable. True.
But I feel like she does really have her sight set on Derek right now because she says that Derek was the first guy who sparked an interest for her. And then in the conversation, Derek tells her that he's really attracted to her. He's just questioning whether he should be there. He doesn't know how to take a next step. And then they have their kind of like, you deserve happiness. And then a more intelligent conversation.
Yes.
And then they hug. No kisses. No kisses. Just a respectful hug.
Healthy hug.
A healthy hug. So we then find that it's rose ceremony nighttime.
Ah, the rose ceremony.
Yes.
This is where shit really hit the fan.
Yes. So
Caitlin.
I was dying.
Christina.
Caitlin, Christina. Like. I was dying though because Christian, when they said that it was the rose ceremony, Christian goes, I don't really know what a rose ceremony is. I'm not sure how this is going to work.
Yeah.
Like it's the guys have the roses. So yeah. I don't know what is going to go down.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was just dying because it's like here she is thrown into Batch Nation and she's like, how does this happen? Like everyone's an expert at it.
Yeah, which by the way, again, I cannot handle Chris Harrison being like, look, we care about love. So like Demi, you take the first rose.
I was so pissed that was the big thing that they were leading us up to. Okay.
Switching up the rules.
What were you guys going to just not give them roses to give to each other? Like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, of course one of them was going to get a rose. What?
Really switching up the game here.
If anything, it made it more of like a, we're going to do this for you.
That's exactly, like, that's why it was like this weird, really like cheap kind of move.
Yeah. Oops, sorry, Ruth. Yeah, don't make it more of a thing. Like,
well, I do like that they didn't, I sort of thought they were going to give Christian the rose since it was the men, and I was kind of glad that they weren't trying to say that Christian was like the man in the relationship.
I, you know what? I did feel that way as well. Yes. I did appreciate that they didn't just like stereotype. Now we have the Caitlin, Blake, Christina situation.
We have some desperate women's out here, not really sure what to do.
People are starting to panic out in the streets.
Now, if I was Christina, I actually think she kind of can't resist fucking with Caitlin, which is, I'm not gonna lie, what I absolutely love.
I know.
But also, like, she kind of played a risky game with Blake. Like, what if she, like, somehow became friends with Derek and, like, I don't
know.
She
did.
Like, was there anyone else? I guess not, really. Anyone
no, because remember when she went in, too? He was the only option. So, I mean, thanks. I think that she, I don't know if she actually, like, likes him that much. She seems like she's into him, but I don't know if it's just because he's the only option.
And also because someone's always more desirable when other people want them.
Very
so,
true.
With Caitlin being there.
I just couldn't help laughing when they walked away and had their little daybed. And, of course, they started to swing dance because why wouldn't you?
Of course. Naturally. It's what they do no now music. Together.
she says to Blake... She says to Blake that she wants to be, like, you know, so in love, like Hannah G and Dylan. And I'm like, girl, do you recall that maybe a week ago, Blake was, like, weeping over Hannah G and was, like, obsessed with her? So,
Dylan?
Like,
oh, no.
No, Blake.
Oh, Blake.
Blake was, like, so
right.
obsessing over Hannah G.
That.
And, like, Caitlin's like, I just want to be in love like Hannah G and Blake are. I'm like, girlfriend.
Dylan.
Now I'm fucking it up. Christina is saying to Blake that she wants to be in love like Hannah G and Dylan
Christina
are.
Oh, said that. I thought Caitlin said
oh
that.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? Wait.
Wait, did Christina or Caitlin say it? I actually don't know.
Caitlin said it. And I can't fucking deal with all these names.
This could somehow totally be a meme between the five of these people.
That's true. Caitlin said to Blake... that Hannah G and she wants to be in love like Hannah G and Dylan are.
Well, it's like, do you want to be in love like them or do you just want to be like Hannah G?
That as well. That as well.
But also, the bottom like, of this.
Don't say that to the guy who was like pining after Hannah G.
Totally.
She's like, I just want us to be exactly like them, even though I know you really want to be with her.
Yeah.
Like, it was so uncomfortable. So then this is when he tells her that 100% she's getting his rose. Like,
yes.
He likes her.
There's no other girl I can see myself giving the rose to.
No other girl.
And which I kind of get. It's like, yeah, I don't think he foresaw Christina totally.
No. And I get why he would decide to give it to Caitlin if he would have given it to Caitlin. But again, it's a Blake thing where you're like, just don't say it until like you actually pulled the trigger because you seem to change your mind. Uh-huh. So maybe you should just hold off. Uh-huh. And then yes, that's when Christina
I think that's maybe
aside.
One thing that Blake should work on is his short-sightedness. It seems to be kind of the root of a lot of his issues.
Yeah. We got to get Blake some glasses.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. See a little further into the future, buddy.
Yeah.
And what consequences your actions might have.
Exactly.
So Christina, dun, 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 dun. Cue villain music.
Oh my God, slides in, dude.
Blake, if you really wanted what was best, she was playing up the Russian villain. That was a terrible attempt at a Russian accent. Wasn't trying to make fun of it. I'm actually obsessed with her Russian accent, and I really like it. However, in this scenario, she sounded 100% evil, and now I understand what Chris Harrison was talking about when he said Russian interference.
I mean, it was just the way that they were playing the music, how they had her lounging. She was looking like so smoking hot.
She's
with the Russian accent.
So
I know,
gorgeous.
But she looked specifically amazing. And with the music, it was full like James Bond situation where you're like, all right, we get it. We
yes.
get what you guys are trying to make it look like.
Well, and she was just so... Blake was just... He's so dumb. He was just like putty in her hands. She was just like... You know, like, don't you want her to be happy? And like, I'm your friend.
It's fully like Star Wars. Like, she's like, you will give me the rose. He's like,
I will give you the rose. You are my best friend.
I am your best friend.
I do not want to hurt Caitlin, so I will. But you made a point about how, and now I'm thinking about it. I actually think it was a good move. It's sort
of
a preemptive breakup.
Yeah, and I think that... what Christina said too, again, full of manipulation, but also true, is she was saying, are you, would you be interested if someone else came down the steps? Because the truth of the matter is, if you give the rose to Caitlin, you're locked in with Caitlin.
It's so true. It's so true. She
like,
actually should have posted it in that way.
But if you give the rose to me,
you have all the
anyone
freedom.
Could come down and you could propose to them any day now because we're just friends. Do you
smart.
Like Caitlin that much?
Pretty smart, actually.
Very smart.
That's a really hard angle to take, and I could not resist it personally. I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's right. I don't like this bitch.
I would have done the same exact thing. I mean, I like, you can tell that he's, like, he's down for Caitlin, but he's not head over heels for her at all. And I'm sure there's someone else that he... Oh! And then when Christina made the comment, let's be honest... if he would have wanted her, he would have gone after her at Stagecoach.
I'm like, he didn't even know who she was. No one did.
They saw each other at Stagecoach.
That's why it was the most intensely brutal comment ever.
Holy shit. Like, he didn't even try to fuck her.
Yeah.
If he really wanted her. It was just so, oh my God, I couldn't. So Bond villain vibes.
I love it.
But again, smarter move, I think, on his part.
I really think so, too. All just the part, though, where she was like, you think I deserve love, too, don't you?
Oh, this tangled web.
Don't you think I deserve a shot at love?
No, it's so much. I was an orphan. Sexy thing I've ever seen.
I was orphaned. Don't you think I deserve love? You fucked me over. Don't you think I deserve a second shot at happiness?
Oh my God. No, she worked it hard and it worked.
Cuts to the rose ceremony. Blake's just like, Christina.
Yeah, just immediately.
His eyes, you know, in the cartoons where they have these little swirlies, like they're being hypnotized. That was Blake.
It was incredible.
Christina.
It was incredible.
Goodbye, Rose.
But yeah, no, I do think that with the decision he made, that it ended up being the best call for him, even though where he shot himself in the foot is the fact that he said, I'm 100% giving you the rose. And then 20 minutes later, he has the conversation with Caitlin and says,
agreed.
Actually, problematic. I'm not.
Problematic for sure.
What does he tell her? Oh, he's talking about how he has to, be fully honest with her. He needs to be truthful. He doesn't want to give her false hope. And then Caitlin's like, I'm here to give myself to someone fully. And I'm like, this is paradise. You're maybe fourth day. So, and then he goes,
well, I'm also like, what if you, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then he goes, I'm sorry, are you blindsided? like he was like, he was like legit shocked that she was shocked by the situation. And she's just like, bitch, 20 minutes ago, you told me I was 100% getting your rose.
Yes.
Where he is like, okay, Blake, you're learning slowly by at least pulling her aside and then telling her,
totally,
hey, I'm actually probably not going to give you the rose because I don't know if I'm 100% here with you. But like, maybe you shouldn't have said all those things earlier.
Wow, the man is growing leaps and bounds right in front of our
leaps
eyes.
Leaps and bounds.
So it's summertime.
Just so close to being done though. But it's still hot.
Summer?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely still very hot.
But we're holding on to those next few weeks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. And no matter what the climate is, do you want to have your beer or your alcoholic beverage be hot? Unless you're having a hot toddy, of course. That's the one exception. Doesn't it sound disgusting?
Ew, no, absolutely not.
It sucks. So I take Brewmate with me everywhere, and I will continue to do so even way past the summer months. I love Brewmate.
Brewmate for forever. Girl, you know I am not laying in the beach sand dealing with a warm beverage. I want my rosé, or let's be honest, White Claw, nice and cold.
Yes.
Brewmate's stylish insulated drinkware is designed to keep your favorite beverages ice cold all day long. Whatever you drink, beer, wine, spirits, Brewmate makes sure every sip is the perfect temperature.
Yeah, and they have a huge variety of designs and styles that range from very sleek to very fun. Brewmate has gorgeous gift sets, like the wine cellar keeps a whole bottle of wine cold. Mine has a delicious wood finish. It looks very natural and trendy. They have uncorked wine glasses. They have hop cellars for your beer, or you can get the slim size for your White Claw and much more. I use my Brewmate product actually really often. They keep my drinks cold for hours, and they're the perfect to take to places that don't allow glass, like a park or a beach.
Yeah. So don't settle for warm alcohol, broads. Chill out with your favorite drinks all day long with Brewmate. Visit brewmate.com and add code CHATTY to get 15% off your first order. That's 15% off your first order when you go to brewmate.com and add code CHATTY.
Love Brewmate.
Love Brewmate. So next we have JPJ, who... JPJ,
JPJ
pulls
Demi
aside
situation.
Demi. So
which I first of all I mean, after all this, I still don't understand why he did that or like what the joke was.
I was very confused. We must have not seen them because he said that he wants to have a heart to heart with her. Also, he always falls into shots. Please notice this next time. Every time he enters a scene, he falls into the shot every single time.
Well, do you think that maybe he was trying to get advice from her?
I assume.
That's what I thought.
I assume really because he like said that. He wanted to have a heart to heart, but then all of a sudden he's like having a pillow fight with her and they're like rolling all over each other and he's like, let it happen, Demi. But it seemed like a joke.
Yeah, definitely a joke.
But I don't feel like we've seen them a lot like as friends. So I completely understood when Christian came in hot and was like, no,
this isn't cool.
I was loving how she just walked in and was just like, uh-uh. And immediately was like, Demi, no.
Oh, yeah, no, we're not doing this.
Communication, check. Guys. This is a perfect example.
I mean, yeah, because I was even thinking about it, like, if I was being like that and Grayson saw me, he would just be like, what the fuck? Like, that's really inappropriate.
It was, yeah. And then also, Tajwan, I believe, like, kind of, like, to the side said something to Christian, like, oh, yeah, her and JPJ were talking, like, before, like, her and JPJ talked, then obviously she had her thing with Derek. But someone said, made a comment, I think it was Tajwan, said something about, like, Demi and JPJ, which I don't think happened. But she
everyone
might have
was
been,
like shipping them. Remember,
that's
so
true.
Maybe people are referencing maybe, that.
Yeah, and then so I get why Christian would be like, "Am I gonna have to deal with somebody else, even though I hauled my ass over here?"
Well, this was another very telling thing that was interesting. I wish I could remember her exact words. She said, "Like, you know, Demi already apologized," and she said, "After she had a romantic, you know what I'm talking about?"
Yeah,
she
I
said
think
something
so.
That was like. We've been seeing each other for weeks and she had to apologize for having a romantic relationship with someone else. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, apologize.
Well, she also made some comment. She also made some comment where when she said, you know, you're this person I've been seeing for, and she paused and she's like, weeks.
Yes.
And they kind of give her a weird look, like more like months.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
I mean, we all know it's months.
It has to be.
Like I said, we have
photo evidence. Yeah, yeah.
But again, it was funny inside. I'm like, okay, did they like have an agreement that she wasn't going to have a freaking romantic relationship
Seems
with
that anyone? Way. Seems that way. And Christian's just like, excuse me, I'm now having to deal with JPJ on top of
She's
Derek.
Like,
are you
first
kidding
of
me?
Of all, I have to be on this stupid fucking TV show. And yeah, I'm going to do it for you, Demi. For your followers, and we'll do it for the world.
I have to be on this dumb TV show where they're making it a huge deal that like Demi gets to give a rose away on a guy's week. Okay.
Whoa.
Well, then she goes, but then Demi's response is just like,
it's just
I know,
JPJ.
But it's JPJ. Like, and she goes, look at him. We could never have anything romantic. And she points to JPJ
just
as he's doing
cartwheels like a cartoon character.
5,000. Okay. How does this not make him puke?
For real.
You're throwing up from every other thing.
Apparently motion sickness doesn't bother him. Just anything hitting the back of his throat, apparently.
I rewatched that
How can he
part.
Make out with people?
I don't know. I just rewatched the part of him doing the cartwheels like 5 times because I'm like, he literally did about 35
well,
in a row.
And you love the cartwheel emoji and he was your human
it's
cartwheel
true.
Emoji.
It's true. I love the cartwheel. It explains everything, how like every way I feel.
And John Paul Jones is just like,
was
this a producer move? Like, I don't even feel like it was. I feel like that's just him.
I feel like
being fucking.
I will
strange.
Feel like with John Paul Jones, there are no producer moves. He just
no,
does it.
He just exists, and that's the thing. You know, we get Hannah G and Cassie saying that they're weird.
No,
sit the fuck down now. John Paul Jones, a weirdo,
John
fucking
Paul,
weirdo.
John Paul Jones is the biggest weirdo. Yes,
love it. He is a
Obsessed.
Strange, odd man.
He's a real weirdo,
and I really like him.
Yeah,
but yeah, real weirdo.
A real weirdo. So JPJ finds himself in this love triangle. He's talking back and forth with Tajwan and Haley. That's when Tajwan comes over when he's having the conversation with Haley. And she's like, excuse me, you called me a pigeon. I'm a seagull. So she's like offended somehow.
And
that
this
Haley,
is what I was confused. Haley turned back around the insult. Like, I'm not a pigeon. You're a pigeon.
Yeah, I don't.
And she's like,
I didn't understand what was going on. Yeah, she was like, she called her a pigeon, too. And then she's just like, bitch, I don't know if you're aware, but pigeons and seagulls are just as bad. It was just the weirdest. There were some really odd moments in this episode.
It was very odd.
Which it was so from last week that was so serious to this kind of like carnival-esque
strange shit show
episode. Yeah. But we find out that JPJ says that he wants Tayshia. He's got Haley. He's got Taj. He wants Tayshia.
Well, might be a little late for
that. Might be a little too late because we see Tayshia and Derek. They have a heart-to-heart, and they kiss.
So what do you think is going to happen? Who do you think she's really more into? I think she's more into
Derek, personally.
Fuck.
Yeah. I know. But I get it.
Yeah.
I get why.
Yeah.
But I'm depressed.
Nobody's as fault, hell really.
About it. But I don't. But we do see next week.
Can't JPJ. Wait.
Next week. Tomorrow.
I know. I keep God thinking. Bless. Or tonight.
Oh, yeah. Tonight when this airs for everyone. You know, huh?
Whatever. Tonight, tomorrow, yesterday, next week. Oh, my God.
I'm so excited. I'm so curious, like, what he's yelling at him for. That's kind of crazy.
I know. I'm really trying to figure this one out because he said something about, like, you take advantage of women.
Yeah, in the clip, he's like, you take advantage of women. And I'm just like, I feel like...
Like advantage of Tayshia in general? What are we talking about?
I'm just like, I'm pretty sure like Tayshia and Derek's relationship so far has been pretty equal. And I'm pretty sure Demi broke Derek's heart. So I'm not really sure what he's talking about. But either. Maybe we're going to find out some tea.
I'm excited.
But so yeah, Tayshia and Derek, she's like... She's talking about how tonight or how that night for her meant a lot because he actually like listened to her. Mm-hmm. She says he's a better kisser than Colton. JPJ is heartbroken. So sad. So we see the Kaylin and Dean moment where he brings her the cake. He has the whole group sing to her. She's like, oh, my God, he's making an effort. And yeah. I'd be like, bitch, where's my gift?
Okay. Well, also she said like, oh, this is kind of making up. I'm like, making up for the part where he said that he doesn't really want to date you? That's what he's...
It better be a
that's
damn...
That's all it takes?
It better be a damn diamond necklace if it's going to make up for that. Like a cake that probably the staff made that they put the candles in and probably the producer said, let's all sing to Kaylin. Dean, why don't you be the one to head it up? That's not going to cut it for me.
So funny because it's one of the few songs they can sing that's like not copyrighted.
Oh yeah, that is kind of funny.
It's like the one song they can air on.
So let's sing it over and over again as many chances as possible. Okay, so then we also see the Chris, Jen, Katie thing a little bit, which I'm so thrown off.
I know we
off.
Missed out on
we
that
didn't
the
see barely
season.
Anything, but we're seeing that Jen and Chris are having God. A conversation, and she's really like communicating with Chris her feelings about him.
And once again, Katie's just kind of a big old mess. Just really unfortunate because I feel like I really like her, but this is just not.
She's
not
struggling.
A good look.
I think she's just panicking because it's like I shot myself in the foot so bad with this one, and I really like him. So when she does talk to him, she opens up with him, and she's saying, "I'm not saying the things you want to hear. I'm saying the things I want."
Yeah.
And he says he needs more time to think. So we're kind of left on this like devastating cliffhanger with them. Then we have the rose ceremony. Chris Harrison does the ridiculous rule changes, which.
I thought that he was going to switch up the power for the week or
something.
So did something.
I thought it was going to be the girls in the girls' hands.
Or I thought for a moment it was going to be like some weird ultimatum. Like, you have to commit to the partner that you give a rose to.
Ooh,
like,
that would have been fun. See, it was just like know. So like, you guys don't tease us with that if it's going to be some letdown.
Lames.
So partnered up, Demi Christian, Hannah G. Dillon. Dillon has now grown a beard because he's a man now that him and Hannah G. are official. Clay Nicole, Mike and Sydney, Kaylin Dean. Blake chooses Christina. Surprise, surprise. Kaylin is shook.
He is a pawn. He is a puppet.
He is. And then Derek chooses Tayshia, which, I mean, I assumed. Who else was he going to choose? JPJ's mouth.
Like
was. I was watching
loss.
His mouth get smaller and smaller and smaller.
So
he was
you
just,
know what?
Like, pulling it in.
You know what I thought he should have done? Power what? Move. He should have been like, I can't give a rose to anyone except Tayshia. I know someone already gave her the rose, but...
But don't you think that, like, but can he do that? Would they just, like, make him choose someone?
No, but it would be drama.
It would be drama.
No, you think if he said that, I don't think Chris Harrison would be like, so are you forfeiting your rose?
Stick to the rules, JPJ. You're out of
here. I feel like someone's done that. Where they've, like, forfeited their rose. Like, I mean, that happened with Onyeka had a rose and she just dipped. But no, it's not the same thing. But yeah. I feel like he could be like the only person I want to give my rose to. Like,
the only person I want to give my rose to is myself because I'm practicing self-love and care.
I love myself. And although it really fucking hurts, Tayshia,
I will continue to love myself.
And then they gave it to Haley. Poor Tash won.
And then Chris gives his rose to Katie.
Which I honestly was like, I don't know what to think about that. It's very confusing.
Really?
Well,
I felt like it made it, to me, it makes it very clear that the production did not show us how close that they were and like how much of a connection that they were forming. And they really like are very much into each other because when he picked her and she walked up to him, their eyes were like legit sparkling.
Okay. That's interesting. I'm going to pay more attention because I sort of felt like, I don't know. I didn't know what to think.
I felt like they were just like her. She was sparkly. He was like full of emotion. Okay. I think they really like each other. I really do. But it just makes sense to me that he would have, if he wasn't pretty head over heels about her, that he would have picked Jen. Jen made it very clear how she felt. She like pursued him. They seemed to be doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like, Chris is choosing Jen. So yeah. I think he might've been really like eaten up about the fact that Katie said those things to him and probably like removed himself from her for a couple days because he was really hurt.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
So I was very excited about that. So Jen, Tajwan, Caitlin leave. I'm shocked that Tajwan doesn't have this crazy exit. She actually leaves very gracefully.
Pretty subtly.
I was like, this is very surprising.
Yeah.
And this is now when Dean starts to trip out and pulls Caitlin aside.
I can't wait to see what happens.
And I'm freaking out. I am so excited. What is this man going to do? It's either... What
do you have any ideas?
I feel like there's only.
Do you already know?
I don't.
Okay.
There's only two options.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, I think that they're still together now. Okay. That's what I think. And okay. I kind of thought that after he sort of defending her from the Blake tweets. So I sort of had this. I sort of had this feeling that they were still together.
Well, that's why part of me thinks.
And
maybe
also, he posted a photo of them together, and it was like very.
Yeah, and they seem, and she was posting photos with him.
Yeah.
But. That's why part of me thinks is production
fucking with us.
And he's going to be like, okay, since it's your birthday, I just wanted to do something else for you. Like maybe do like some birthday thing
in those shots. Cause it's her in the same dress.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I feel like the only options are either does something lovely for her. Maybe she's crying or maybe she's like covering her eyes and the way that they edit it, she's covering her eyes or maybe she was crying earlier in the night in that dress. Like, is Dean going to pick me? Like, I don't know. Is he going to give me a rose or is he going to dip? Like, I don't know. Maybe it was editing or I think that he's just going to like end it between them.
I was going to say, what if he says like he has to leave? And maybe it's one of those situations where like he leaves and then they get back together like after the show. Yeah.
That would be crazy.
Do
you think he would leave or do you think he would just...
I don't mean this in a rude way, but, like, I don't think that he would, like, leave of his own accord. Like, I think
he kind of came on Paradise
for a reason and I don't think he would, like, cut his time short.
Right, that's why I'm thinking, like, my thought is either it's he's going to be like, I actually, like, really like you or something like that. Or he's saying, I gave you the rose, but I think that you and I need to, like, take some time apart on island.
Yeah, what if he's gonna tell her? Oh, I got it. What if he's gonna tell her, like, I think that you should be open to like going on a date with another guy? Okay, well, we'll see. Our next recap will be out in the next 24 hours. So,
yes, it will.
Woo! All right, well, we'll chat soon, broads. Tomorrow, actually.
Let's chat tomorrow. Bye. Chat soon.